Good morning. The time is 9:11 a.m. We're here today on December 18th, 2012 in the OPA Hearing Room Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam for the continuation of the formal hearing for OPA PA 12-007, Data Management Resources LLC versus General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Philip Torres and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the OPA are Franklin Cooper Nurse and Rachel Field. Will Appellant Data Management Resources LLC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Mr. Hearings Officer and Madam Auditor. Jasmine Jalahi appearing for Data Management Resources LLC, and with me is its CEO, Mr. Richard C. Titano.
Will the Purchasing Agency General Services Agency please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, my name is Sandra Miller and I'm here on behalf of General Services Agency, the Department of Administration, and the Government of Law.
We also have an appearance, representatives from the Attorney General's Office who are no longer the counsel for GSA, but will just to acknowledge their presence if they could speak on the record who they are.
Thank you, Madam Public Auditor. I am Ben Abrams, an Assistant Attorney General with the Office of the Attorney General, assisted at counsel table by co-counsel John Weisenberger, also an assistant attorney general with the Attorney General's Office. And we've entered a special appearance in this matter. Thank you very much.
Good morning. First off, let's just summarize what has happened since the last time we appeared together. Claudia Kvaji was on the witness stand and asked that we acknowledge some of her concerns, and we did, and we suspended the hearing at that time. We agreed that we would be back here on this date at 9 o'clock to resume unless there was a settlement of by the parties, because there was a possible settlement at that time. I instructed the AG's office to indicate in writing to the appellant or to the governor's office what his concerns were with regard to the illegality of the settlement agreement. I don't know if that was done. We did not require it to be put into the record. So first off, was that done?
Yes, Mr. Torres. We filed a supplemental memo which detailed a non-inclusive list of the illegalities that we could spot at that time in the settlement agreement that was signed only by the appellant and the attorney for the purchasing agent. It, of course, was never signed by the Attorney General's office. And the only reason we filed the supplemental memo was because there had been a filing of this settlement agreement, or at least a stipulation for an order dismissing the appeal based on the settlement agreement. Because of that filing, we felt it incumbent upon us to file a supplemental memo. Now, that did two things. It made it a matter of record what the illegalities were with the supporting exhibits that we wanted to draw the attention of the public auditor to, and to which we wanted to draw the attention of appellant and the lawyer for the purchasing agent. So they were served a copy of the supplemental memo, and it has been filed. Thank you, Mr. Torres.
Okay, so my understanding is that we still do not have a settlement. The matter was presented to the Superior Court yesterday. The Superior Court did not issue a stay of these proceedings. So we are going to proceed. Any preliminary matters, Ms. Cherlahi?
Yes, first of all, Mr. Herring's officer, at the hearing on day 5 of our merits hearing at the last matter on November 26th, both the hearing officer and the public auditor had indicated that our appearance today would be for a status hearing, for a half-hour appearance, depending on whether or not there was a settlement in this matter. I have prepared transcriptions of that hearing because prior to that date, I had a deposition scheduled for today's date. I have since moved that time from 9 o'clock this morning to 10:30 this morning. So I would object to proceeding further with a merits hearing of any sort if we were going to move forward, simply on the fact that I did not make any effort to remove that particular matter based on the representation of the hearings officer at that time. And so at this point, my hands are tied because I was told by Mr. Hearings Officer and Madam Auditor that this would be a half-hour hearing at that time. And so unfortunately, I don't have the full day scheduled. I am just notifying you of that fact. I have prepared transcripts of that proceeding. I'm prepared to lodge that with you if you request it. However, there are some preliminary matters that we are asking for you to make a particular ruling on. The first matter, I think...
Can I just interrupt for a second? So you do have that transcript?
Yes, I do.
Transcript?
Yes, I do. Sure.
My recollection is that if there was a settlement, we'd come in for a half an hour and discuss that and dismiss this case. And if there wasn't, we would proceed.
Yes. That was my... It would just to say that the settlement has been agreed upon and there we would not further proceed. But if there was no settlement, it was the intention to proceed forthwith. That's where the half hour came in about. It was just more of a formality to acknowledge that all parties have agreed to the settlement. That is my recollection. Yes. And that if it wasn't agreed to, then we would proceed to get, you know, and we thought that was a sufficient time for all parties to come together. Yes. But apparently there has not been a fully signed settlement in some fashion or another, and that's why we are proceeding.
Okay. The other preliminary matter you want to bring up?
Yes, there is with the public auditor a pending opposition and objection to the special appearance of the Attorney General. We are asking a determination on the issue.
Okay. Sandra, any matters?
Yes. With respect to the settlement, the parties have reached a settlement. It just has not been agreed upon by the Office of the Attorney General. But as far as the parties are concerned, we have a settlement. And so really the only thing that remains to be decided by the hearing officer and the public auditor is whether the special appearance by the Office of the Attorney General is proper. And we have filed an opposition to that effect that it isn't, and that anything outside of the procurement, which specifically are the illegalities raised by the Attorney General, are not within the jurisdiction of the public auditor. And so at this point, we would ask that the hearings officer make a decision on the dismissal, or at a minimum, to stay these proceedings while we work out the legalities or illegalities as alleged by the Attorney General across the street.
Okay. I didn't attend the hearing yesterday. My understanding is that there is no settlement, though. You agree there's no settlement without the signature of the Attorney General.
If I may, on that issue, Mr. Hearings Officer, sure. DMR is the one who has filed the motion for summary judgment in the Superior Court of Guam. The court has not ruled or rendered a determination on that issue. At yesterday's hearing, the only issue before the court was whether or not the court should stay these proceedings pending a determination on the global settlement that was filed before it in the special proceeding matter. At that particular hearing, the issue of the Attorney General's conflict of interest has been raised. And at that proceeding, the Superior Court of Guam informed the AG's office that if it had withdrawn or had been substituted out of these proceedings due to a conflict of interest, that the Superior Court of Guam was not going to permit it at that point in order to continue its representation in the Superior Court matter, and that the Attorney General needed to make a determination on whether or not it was substituting out or how it was going to remove itself from that particular proceeding. So we still have pending before the court in that particular matter a determination on the validity and binding and enforceability of the settlement agreement. And so the issue that's being raised at this time is the potential to stay this particular matter pending a determination on that global settlement in the Superior Court of Guam. And that's important because, notably, the Attorney General's office has objected to the public auditor's determination of the validity of certain aspects of the settlement agreement because it encompasses more than just this procurement matter. And so as a result, the AG's office is saying you don't even have jurisdiction over it. Well, That's the reason why we have filed a motion for summary judgment before the Superior Court, because the Superior Court does in fact have jurisdiction over all the issues to determine whether or not there is a binding and enforceable agreement as between the government of Guam and Data Management Resources. It's important that in this particular procurement matter, we have reached a final resolution. Both the appellant and the interested party, Government of Guam by DOA and GSA, have reached a settlement agreement. What we don't have in this case is either an approval or disapproval of the settlement agreement by the AG's office. So the AG's office, in fact, hasn't even given us a disapproval. What they did in this particular matter was filed a supplemental memorandum detailing what they believe is illegal. So essentially, we have to infer that they are not going to approve the settlement agreement. In this particular case, the authority of the public auditor is to determine whether or not there's been final resolution. The parties before you are representing that we have a final resolution. If the public auditor does not feel confident in terms of making a determination on issues that may be potentially outside the scope of these proceedings, then we would recommend and we would request that this matter be stayed pending final determination by the Superior Court of the enforceability of that agreement.
But Mr. Lai, do you agree that in order to have a settlement agreement, you must have signatures by a certifying officer, by your party, by the government, and by the Attorney General, right?
No. I think all you need is the Department of Administration, General Services Agency, and the Governor of Guam. The form and legality issue with respect to the AG's office is with respect to contracts. In this particular matter, this is a final resolution. The final resolution requires the council for the Department of Administration and General Services Agency and the appellant to reach an agreement. We have. That is the very reason why we believe a final resolution has been reached, notwithstanding the AG's objections.
If we were to dismiss this proceeding then with prejudice and there is no settlement, would you agree then that your client has no remedy to come back here?
The terms of the dismissal are pursuant to an award, that there must be an award. So with that caveat that DMR is awarded under the settlement agreement, then we would agree dismissal with prejudice is appropriate. However, if you're saying that there is a finding by this adjudicative panel that there is no settlement agreement and we're just simply dismissing, then you're right. We would be deprived of any remedy.
Is that is that the government's position also?
Yes, it is. Yes,
Rachel,
it is.
Rachel,
the parties, all that is required by the procurement law, specifically section 5425G, is that the parties have reached a final resolution. And they have. There were no other bidders to this procurement, and there are no other interested parties who would object to the award other than the Attorney General. Now, the Attorney General has a problem with the terms of our settlement, then it has a remedy of its own. But that remedy is not here. The jurisdiction of this tribunal is strictly limited to the four corners of the protest and to the government's response to that protest. That's all it is. That's all that they can go to. So, with respect to this forum, it's our position that we have met all the requirements for a dismissal, and anything else is beyond here.
You said you've met, Ms. Miller, all the requirements. The documents that I've seen do not show a certification of funds. And I do recall at the last meeting we had in talking to Ms. Senzon at that time, because I did ask the question, where were the funds going to come from? And she indicated from the governor's transfer authority and that we were to be given some information as to where all of that funds was to come from. And we have yet to receive that document. And more importantly, Elise, is there a document that shows that the certifying officer, which at that time on this draft was Ms. Bernadette Artero. Is there a signed document that has the signatures of all the other parties to this? John Camacho, the Director of Revenue and Taxation. Let's see, who else? Because there's one there's two different signatures, one with Benita Maglonia and Richard Titano, and Ms. Claudia Faji with the governor, with the form with the attorney general's left blank. Then there's the contract for services. That one does not have the certification of funds area. So that's the question I pose to you. Where is the document showing that the certified funds has been signed?
The certification of funds in the procedures for executing contracts comes when the contract begins to route for signature. At this point, we're just in the protest arena, and the contract has not been awarded. Once the contract is awarded, the procedure is it will be signed by DMR, who is the contractor, and then by the government officials, including the certification of funds. After certification of funds, it will go to the Attorney General and then to the governor for signature. The governor is the final signatory, and right before him is the Attorney General. The Attorney General does not sign off until after certification of funds. And really, at this point, we're not even at the award of the contract, because the award of the contract is one of the terms of the settlement. And so we are just trying to essentially wrap it up here at this stage. And the next phase is we will award the contract and send it around for signature, at which point it will go to the BBMR for the certification.
So, and Ms. Miller, that's really the crux of what this appeal is all about. It's about the money. And I'm not the hearing officer, and that was the concern that was raised. And I would think that with a contract of this magnitude, that there needs to be some assurance that that the funds have been duly certified. But I'll leave that to the hearing officer to proceed from a, quote, a legal matter.
If yes. I may.
No, I was going to, let me follow up with that. I apologize, I was not here at the last hearing, and I will make sure that that information gets to you.
For purposes of just pointing out for the record, on there was an order of dismissal by stipulation filed on November 28 of this year. In that order of dismissal, the government of Guam has certified that there is availability of funds and has designated an account for that. And I agree with Ms. Miller, in fact, that the certification and the signature of the certification will not occur until after award. So we have already set forth by the government of Guam that there are funds available, but the certification does not take place until after an award has occurred.
You agree that the government and the appellant can settle this matter, and they have the statutory authority to do so, right?
That's correct.
And your position is that it is settled between the government and the appellant?
That's correct.
But there's been no award. There's just been an agreement to settle.
That's correct. And the settlement term is an award of this procurement.
Okay. So do you want to withdraw your appeal?
Do I want to withdraw my appeal to the extent of the fact that we have a settlement agreement in place? With that caveat in place, if we are proceeding and allowing the General Services Agency and the Department of Administration to proceed with procurement, then I don't see a problem with us withdrawing the appeal.
All right, before we do that, we want to finish with Claudia Faji. We still have this issue of the funds. And the issue of the basis on your appeal, the bad faith on the part of the government, when they made a counteroffer for money that they then said they didn't have, and now they say they have money in order to pay this, when there is no appropriation or active way of determining where that's coming from. So if we could find out where Claudia Faji is, we have some questions before we're going to dismiss this, unless you withdraw that appeal.
If I may have a 5-minute recess.
Okay.
We're going off the record. The time is 9:30 a.m.